Authorities say the fatal accident occurred in an area known as Camp 15. Eastern Equatoria Information Minister Patrick Oting says the State Ministry of Trade and Industry has clear measures and guidelines for gold miners to follow. Those include limitation on how deep miners can dig. He notes that, unfortunately, most local miners do not adhere to the rules. Oting says the state government is coming up with an effective strategy and guidelines to avoid future casualties.
The artisanal miners, they even have limitation of how deep they should actually go inside. But those people go even beyond the depth that are being actually specified by the ministry. And that is the reason why that incident occurred. No?
Oting blames the ongoing deadly accidents on those overseeing the digging.
But the people who supervise would have actually been the people who have been saying, no, you have gone deeper, please don't go deeper, because you are actually you are being limited on this height or depth.
In late 2019, the South Sudan government suspended the operation license of gold mining companies to stop illegally operations. Most artisanal miners are unregistered and operate illegally, even though they are legally required to register with the Ministry of Mining so they can be assigned specific areas to work. Authorities say this makes monitoring their activities and enforcing mining regulation very difficult. Locals in Budi County use crude traditional means and equipment to dig. After carrying the soil and gravel to the surface, they plan it to recover small gold particles. More than 15 people have been killed in gold mine collapse in Budi County. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.